Yes, someone, rang the bell this morning. Alright. The next word I want you to use is rise. The sun rises. Has the sun what?
Rose.
Alright. Were you going to use another word?
Yeah.
Were you going to use another word? Alright, that's fine.
Can I read this morning?
Alright. Yes, it what at 6 o'clock this morning?
6:30.
Did it rise? Alright. Yes, it what at 6:30 this morning?
Rose.
Alright. The next word I want you to use is dive, like he dives into the pool or dives into the spring. Let's see. He dives into the river. Has he what in the river yet?
Dives in the river.
Yes, he what in the river 5 minutes ago?
Dives.
All right. The next word is grow. Have your, now you don't have any children, so don't take this question seriously. This is just a question. Have your children what up?
Grow up.
All right. Yes, they what up years ago?
Grow up years.
All right. Now, then, this is a different type of question. And, I think that, let's see, I'm going to ask you a question, but I don't want you to answer it, and then I'm going to give you an answer, and then I want you to supply whatever I leave out of that answer. All right, now, this is what I'm going to do. How old are you? I, what? 65. You
75.
You're 75.
76.
You're 76. All right, you'd say, what would you, if I asked you the question, how old are you, what would you say?
76.
No, you'd say, alright, that's what I'm looking for. Then if I asked you the question, are you tired, and you said no, you'd say, I say, are you tired, and you say, no, I... Alright. Then this one, I know you don't, you might not do any of these things, but the worst one here is chewing tobacco.
Yeah, I guess
you do. Well, that's not chewing tobacco.
That's
it's just as nasty. Except if you like it.
I'm
gone, but I'm making nice habits. Well, if you know, if it's something that you get some enjoyment out of, you ought to have a little
enjoyment. I'm going to
have a little enjoyment. I'm going to have a little enjoyment. Well, yeah. Stay hanging with it now. All right, the next question here is something like, I'm going to say a no statement, and then I'm going to give a yes statement afterwards, and this is the way it works. I don't smoke, but... I will not smoke, but he will, and I will say something like, I will not smoke, but he, and then I'll say, what,
he,
and then he will.
He
yeah, now that's what you're supposed to answer. I don't chew tobacco, but I do not chew tobacco, but he,
yeah.
Alright. I behave myself, but he,
yeah.
I thought, alright, now this is a little bit different, let me see if I can explain this. Well, I don't blame you. I appreciate this because this is doing an awful lot for me that I just couldn't get any other way. So please realize that you're, I know that it's not the most comfortable thing in the world, but I know that you're doing me a great favor. I would say something like, the last part of this sentence is the group of words coming with us. And I would say to you, I thought you were going to come with me. Some way, and I said, I thought you what coming with us. You know, you said you had told me that you're going to come with me, and then I say, I thought you were. We what going to town when it started to rain. All right. What would you use? Like for instance, if you said when it started to rain, we.
It started raining. We didn't go.
No, but. Try to fill in what you would ordinarily use in this sentence. We what going to town when it started to rain. Fill in the what.
Well, I just think we didn't go.
Well, if you did go, though, and it did start to rain, you'd say we blank going to town when it started to rain. All right, that's all right. We'll just leave that out then. Now then, I'm going to ask a question here, and I would like for you to answer it. Just